It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back.
It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show with Jay Hall and DJ Academics.
All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Let's get it.
What's good, what's good, what's good, what's good? It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show. Myself, Jay Hall, this brother right here, DJ Academics.
What's happening, man? We in here.
Oh, what's up, brother?
I can't complain. Well, I could, but who cares?
It's been a minute.
Yeah.
It's been a minute.
A little bit, traveling, injured, sick, all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. We got to play catcher. You want to go first? You want me, you?
Nah, you can go first.
Go first? All right, well, I took vacation. You and I talked about it, man. It was time for me to kind of like disconnect because, yo, after the holidays, I noticed I really couldn't get back together as far as like, you know, after you unwind after like Christmas and all that, yeah. I couldn't really get it back together. So I was like, you know, I need a vacation. Because during the holidays, I really wasn't on vacation.
Yeah, well, I need a vacation.
Yeah, and I don't even remember the last time I actually took an actual vacation. So you know what? I got online, man. I booked a ticket to some friends I know, and I went to Florida, New York, and then back to D.C., man. And when I got to Florida, let me tell you, when I was in the D.C. airport, you could see laptops, people on their phones, people was in meetings, people was on conference calls in the D.C. airport, you know, everything you can imagine, right? As soon as I land in Florida, it was like, smoothness. Mm. All you saw was open space. And there was a sign above that was like, we are number one. I was in Jacksonville, and they was like, this is the number one. We were voted number one, the most comfortable airport. And they had rocking chairs celebrating their victory. It's like, so I knew at that moment right then, dude, I was chilled. Mm. I was mad chilled. Like, I needed that break, you know what I'm saying? And so I took another phone with me, and I totally turned off my phone. And I don't know if you ever tried that, though, just disconnected from social media altogether. Like, disconnected from everything.
I haven't.
Bro, you got to try.
Disconnected because, I mean.
Listen, you have to try it. Like, I gave my loved ones the phone that I had. Like, yo, if you need to reach me, if it's an emergency, call me on here. But to be totally disconnected for some days. Like, I didn't know what was going on for, like 5 days. I didn't know what was popping. I can't remember what was going on because I was, like a couple weeks ago. But it was a whole bunch of stuff that was popping. I had no idea. But, dude, let me tell you, it felt good. Because I forgot what that feeling is like, that I don't have to be it connected to everything. It was a good breather. And I recommend everybody at least try, at least if you can, like one day, you know, and then try, or 1 hour, you know, try small.
I mean, I've done it for an hour.
It was advised
to me,
man.
Night when I go to sleep.
No, do it while you up, bro. I'm dead serious, man. Like, try while you up. Like, let me tell you, I was even talking lighter. Like, when I got back and I was talking to people, they was like, yo, like, you know, because I only told you where I was dipping. People was like, yo, you just seem a little, like, I don't know. Like, I ain't saying you stressed. You just seem light. Like, dude, I was just light on my feet. You know what I mean? And it kind of gave me a nice reboot to kind of, like, really focus in on what was important. Because I think I got to a point when I was too overdrive. Because what I realized is when I look at my phone, I got too many notifications. Because I'm always trying to figure out, you know, we media, so we always need to know what's going on. And I'm Bleacher Report, this report, this. Like, I get a notification, like, every 15 minutes. I'm like, yo, I don't need to be connected to all of this, yo. Mm. So I've been going through a cleanse of things and not responding to group chats and all of that stuff as quick as I used to and just being cool, man, and getting back to the skill set. So it was real dope. The only problem is, after I settled in for a couple of days, I got sick. Because I went to, when I left, D.C. was, like, 60. I got to Florida, they were 78. I got to New York, they were 30. I got back to D.C., and they wanted to be 20. And so, like, 24 hours after that, I was gagging. I was down for the count. That's why I hit you up last week, and I was like, yeah, I can't come out. I can't come out. I was done, bro. I was in the house done. But, you know, I've been feeling better. It's been feeling good. And like I said, I definitely recommend it, brother. You know what I mean? What's been up with you?
I can't complain. I mean, I definitely go without looking at my phone for a couple hours a day sometimes. I mean, I don't know. I can cut it off. So I don't really see it as I'm over saturated, because I, especially on Sundays, I kind of just put my phone down and really just don't pay attention enough and just spend time with the family and watch Walking Dead, and that's about it. I try my best to make that it. Try my best not to leave the house. I may work out, go to the gym, but that's about it.
Right.
On it's Sundays, a good practice. That's my relax and recoup and disconnect day. So
yeah. I mean, I'm not one of those people that when I do something, I'm going to, like, impose it on people, like when people go vegan. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be on your head about it like, man, you should try. It's only, like, a good suggestion.
I actually ate a vegan burger. I ate some vegan food. I mean, a friend of mine, they actually started, and she's the owner of the phenomenon, the slutty vegan phenomenon.
Oh, that's your friend?
Yeah.
She's, I saw that on my timeline.
Yeah, she's from Baltimore. We actually started throwing parties when I was like, we were like still in high school together.
Oh, was she a vegan then and stuff like that?
No, she wasn't a vegan then. She wasn't a vegan then. I mean, that's something that's probably happened in the past few years for her. Okay. But I mean, yeah, and that's just a nationwide phenomenon now. They're going crazy over that stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I mean, you know, contrary to popular belief, nothing against the restaurant that you're talking about, but a lot of people be thinking that vegan means healthy. I just turned and found out from a vegan friend of mine that she goes to a vegan spot that it's considered like vegan junk food.
Well, that's what slutty vegan is vegan junk food.
Yeah, and I didn't know that. I was under that misconception too. She was like, no, vegan don't mean you're healthy. She's like, I just don't eat X, Y, and Z. I'm like, oh. Like, I had no idea.
Yeah, but it still is healthy to an extent.
It's healthier than what we're pushing on.
Because of the diseases and all that other stuff that certain things contribute to. But you got to die something. But
the diet part I'm not scared of, it's the suffering.
Oh, yeah.
When you get older and the whole idea like diabetes, losing your foot and all the other stuff starts to come more into
more of a threat. You know what I mean? More of a realistic threat.
Your manhood can't rise. All that. No, I ain't trying to live like that. Like, I ain't trying to damage that stuff. I'm trying to live healthy.
That'll scare the hell out of me.
Yeah, oh, yes, it would.
But you know, the biggest thing of that is actually smoking is a big thing of your manhood not rising because it clogs the blood vessels.
I'm going
to
be 100
with you. So it doesn't let the blood get down there to... You know, let your man just, you know, stand at attention like he should, nice and tall.
So back in the day, when dudes were just living how they was living, I knew some folks, and some of us used to get a hold of Viagra pills.
Mm-hmm.
And you would chop up half of it, and you would give it to wee heads.
Yeah, but like anything else, I mean,
and
the
more
you build a tolerance for something, it wears off.
Yeah, but I didn't know that was the issue then. Like then, I was like, why wee heads want to buy Viagra? And my OG told me, he was like, oh, it's because they smoke too much and they can't get it up. Mm. I was like, yo, really? Like, I didn't know that because I didn't smoke.
Yeah, I don't smoke either.
I definitely gonna try not that you just told me that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely not.
That was my mentality back then. Like, oh, no, I definitely ain't gonna. I took away all curiosity.
Yeah, but see, if I have one vice and one addiction that I just need to function properly, that's it.
Right. Yeah.
Dude, I definitely need to use him. Cause if he ain't getting put to use, my life just ain't right.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm here for.
Yeah, my life ain't right.
Yeah,
my life ain't right.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm here for.
I'm just not functioning. I'm just not functioning like, at a high level.
I'm so used to us waking up together. You know what I mean? Like if I wake up and he ain't woke up, so there's a problem.
Yeah, I'm so used to us being on the same page.
Same page.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's been a couple times when he skipped chapters. You know what I mean? It's been a couple times. You know what I mean?
Like,
I wanted to be at the table contest. He was at the end. You know what I mean?
I was trying to run the marathon and he was doing the sprint.
He was done. You know what I mean? It's a couple times. You know what I mean? But, you know, be that as a man. There's a couple times he was like, nah, bro, we ain't coming out because we ain't supposed to be here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad.
We're going to cherish this moment.
Yeah. He was like, nah, you tripping. You tripping, bro. We need to go home. You know what I mean? So besides that, I'm all good. But, yeah, I recommend that whatever your disconnect is, you may not have to go as extreme as I went, but whatever your disconnect is, if your disconnect is, like you said, cherishing those Sundays like you said you do. Because I know when I think about it, me and you don't talk on Sundays.
I don't talk to nobody.
Right. I just thought about it now. I'm like, I don't think I ever talked to you on the Sunday.
Nobody. My phone is usually like on the bed.
Except when you invited me to your house for like a barbecue or something like that.
It just sits there. It literally just sits there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mess with it at all.
Yeah, man. I just, you know, I just recommend that. And it was real good to kind of like detox your mind for it, you know, for the moment. So, I'm all good though, man. I'm all good. But, you know, it's been a lot going on. So I guess we can get to it. You know, when we left off, Jussie Smollett had just got jumped. And it was fresh. Like, me and you was recording, I think, when we got the news, or maybe it had only been, like, a couple of days. So everything was fresh. And I remember we were seeing on the timelines and stuff, certain people were suspicious. There were certain personalities that was speaking about their suspicion. And we pretty much was on some, I know what I said. I don't want to put words in your mouth. But I know I was pretty much like, hey, if you suspicious of it, why just be quiet until more facts come out, right? Well, more facts then came out. And, you know, no need to go over everything, because by this point, everybody know. But it did get announced today, right before me and you walked in, that he's been indicted on 16 Class 4 felony charges by grand jury in relation to the alleged hate crime and could be facing decades in jail.
Mm.
Yo, 16 counts, bro? Like.
That's a lot. I think Empire is still standing behind him. They haven't cut him from the show yet.
But they did say they're going to write him off the season, this season finale, the last two episodes. They're going to write him off.
Oh, okay. Because that was the ones the last ones they didn't film before this whole incident happened. So I guess he'll be good with him. He's just gonna have to chalk that one up. But
yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, but I mean, if they gonna put him and get him that kind of time, what has happened to all the people who has like falsely accused people of rape and done all these type of
lies and stuff like that?
If they gonna give him decades in jail for this, I mean, you gotta put a lot of other people in jail. It's a lot of people that have falsely accused people that could have that. And if those people would have been found guilty, they could have been sentenced to years upon years and decades in jail. So, I mean, we're going to hold him to that staple. I mean, we got to do it across the board.
Well,
not saying he's right. He's right because it definitely wasn't right. I mean, he should definitely, you know, he'd definitely be reprimanded about it because he could have really had a whole race. He had a whole race, gender, and a lifestyle ready to ride for him. Ready to ride for him right now.
It checked a lot of boxes because it was like when he first stated it, he was like, yo, they calling him, they were mad that he was black, they were mad that he was gay, and that he was a celebrity. So yeah. It checked off literally like
so
every
he
box.
Had the lifestylist.
Ain't
the,
you
and
that
the
gay ninja from Empire? Like,
yeah.
I mean, the show ain't that good, but they don't deserve nobody to get their ass
then
whooped.
Then he had the Great America, Make America Again hat on.
Yeah, MAGA. Like, oh. You know, he had the MAGA hat and all that good stuff. So, but, you know, my whole thing when I first heard about it, I was suspicious because I was like, who still eats Subway? Sandwiches are disgusting. You know what I mean? So that was
disgusting. Subway isn't disgusting.
Bro, they ain't eat fresh at all. Subway ain't been fresh since 98. But I just, you know, I was shocked about that for the most part. But even with, you know, saying that and, you know, the whole case, I was shocked about, to me, it was a testament of us being in a rush society because we rushed to believe his situation. And if you didn't speak up, people online were accusing you of, you know, not speaking up for him and this and this and this, when you were just like, when certain people, we were just like, yo, I'm just going to wait. You know what I mean? Of course, I'm going to listen because all victims deserve to be listened to and deserve to be heard. But what's wrong with listening or going by due process? And then it was like, when them two Nigerian brothers said they story, we rushed to believe that. You know what I'm saying? And they don't, and I'm thinking to myself, like, who are they? You know what I'm saying? Like, we just rushed to believe them. Like, what you think they going to say?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It wasn't us.
Right. He conspired. I mean, what'd you think? And it's like, to me, it just goes to show you how much of a rush society we are. We just go back and forth. We just rush back and forth. And to sum it all up, I was just like, yo, it goes to show you that the Chicago Police Department can really handle and solve crimes when they put their best foot forward. Because people every summer in Chicago be getting shot by drive-by shootings, you know, murders. But yet you wouldn't find Jesse Smollett. And you found this whole conspiracy ring that he allegedly put forth.
And he's supposedly making your city look bad.
Right. You got what? R. Kelly down the street talking about some he making your city look bad.
Yeah, you got R. Kelly down the street. The Wild Hunt is up the street.
I highly doubt that the Lion family has contributed to any dark side of the Chicago. Most people didn't even know Empire was being filmed in Chicago. Because the show takes place like in New York. You know what I mean? So, and they go back and forth between New York and Philly. So most people didn't even know that. So, no, you're not making them feel look bad. But, hey, man, the whole situation is just a little, you know, effed up. And, you know, he hasn't released a statement. I mean, I wasn't really feeling the gay Tupac comment. I wasn't really feeling, you know, him rushing to do an interview. I did think that, yo, he should have sat down. Even if he was telling the truth, I don't think you rush to do interviews like that, you know. But it goes to show you that even people who are famous, if it is true that he set it up, that the price of fame is a drug and people just want more and more and more and more. They want weed, they go to coke, they want coke, they go to heroin. Like, they want the increased high. People want the increased high as they keep going, if it's allegedly true. Because even right now, I ain't gonna lie to you, I don't really know what to say about the situation. I don't know to say it was lie, truth, none of that, because I don't believe none of them. I don't believe nobody.
I hope he wasn't lying, but it just doesn't look good right now. I'll tell you that. It definitely doesn't look good.
Out of all
good.
The things you can go to jail as a black man, going to jail for setting up your own ass whooping, that's not what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's definitely not what's up.
You got your own ass whooped and you going to jail for it.
Right.
It's like going to jail for getting shooting. That's like Plastico Burress.
Shooting himself in the thigh. Right.
Yeah, when he went to jail for shooting himself. Like,
you ain't gotta do that. All you gotta do is a black man walk up to a cop. They'll shoot you all day for free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shoot. You ain't gotta shoot yourself, you know? So yeah. Well, also, moving past that, have you been checking online your boy Kanye West been having church every Sunday?
Yeah, I saw that. He did it on the airplane.
It's been is he on Calabasas, California? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, Calabasas, that's where he lives.
Okay. And so what, he fly people out? Because, I mean, they live like in a farm, big-ass land. Is he flying people out and making them all dressed in white and just having a nice chorus celebration?
I don't know. Maybe he's trying to be a choir director. He's trying to give his life to Christ. And I don't know, what about the blonde hair on the top of his head, or the red hair, whatever the color his hair was.
He did grow, yeah, he did do the red hair thing back then.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, I don't know about all that, but, yeah, he's trying to be a, cause you can see, walking in the church and seeing Kanye as the choir director.
I'm gonna be honest with you, yeah, I can see that. I can see that. I can see him, you know, being the biggest choir director and being a pastor and talking, you know, all out of touch, all out of rhythm and everything, and quoting scriptures that ain't real. That's pretty much like a pastor to me. You know what I mean? Saying scriptures that's not really in the Bible and everybody just believing it, and you having a flock of people that's going to follow you regardless of what you done did. Sounds pretty right. Sounds pretty right.
Church would be lit.
Church, it just sounds like any other church you ever go to, any other black church you ever see anyway.
No, Kanye is a choir director. That church service is going to be lit.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We might not even, we might never start preaching.
And
but it just might be a concert, the whole church service.
And on top of that, you know he paid, but yet you still going to give him money.
Yeah.
Does it sound like a regular church to me?
Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, it's
with
been
the Bentley and the Rolls Royce outside?
Well, they've been stating, it's been stating in whispers that this might be the makings of an album that's coming out. Do you think that, you know, he's getting back to the music and staying away from all the crazy talk or whatever and just getting back to the focus of the music and hoping that his music just gets back to the art and put him back where he was?
Depends on how much attention this stuff gets.
Okay. Good point. Good point.
If it works, he's going to keep doing it. If it doesn't, he's going to do something drastic.
Yeah. I don't know if Ye got the attention span to do another album, yo. I got this theory that I really think that Ye's attention span has been all over the place so much lately.
I think he already got an album done.
He might, but think about it. He technically had an album done because the album that he released, he did that over the weekend because the album that he was going to release, he scratched it.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, he got albums sitting somewhere, but I don't know if he has the attention span to really sit there and focus because of what you just said. When he seems to jump on things and when he gets on, he gets hot for a second and then he loses interest. So I don't know if he has that same energy to sit there and really work on the album and really like focus and make a nice concept, constructual album like he once used to. I just think his attention span all over the place. Now, he may keep dropping songs and then to put them all on one or the
and
label might do
Kim
it.
And he got Kim Kardashian's booty in the house.
Say what?
And he got Kim Kardashian's booty in the house.
Well, is that enough to distract you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll distract me.
It'll distract you.
Hey, listen, man. I know how people feel about the Kardashians. I still look.
Who's ready to go?
Right. I still look, personally. Yeah. I get it.
It is what it is.
I get how we feel about them, and I get
it. But it is what it is.
But she walking in this room right now.
She getting it.
It's just what it is, yo. I mean, it's just what it is. I can't tell a lie. And some of y'all out there, they be saying,
Kim
y'all
walking in the room right now and say, let's go. We gone.
Yeah, I'm gone. I'm already there. I'm already there, okay? And fortunately for me and my man still working, so we there.
Yeah, he gonna smoke.
Right. He gonna look at me like, what's popping? And some of you that be claiming when y'all be sitting with y'all wives that y'all don't find them attractive, we get it. You lying to your wife.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's politically correct.
Right. But when y'all in them group chats with y'all mans, you do it.
Yeah, where's the bear?
Right.
Where is it?
You know, you definitely do it, but it's totally
fine.
Wife,
how you doing there, sir? Yeah, just chilling with the family.
Right. It's totally fine. She can still get it. You know what I mean? Did you happen for a second check out that whole situation? And I don't really like getting too deep into this because to me, the Kardashians are just who they are. But that whole situation with Khloe and then Jordan White and then your man Tristan Thompson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard about that.
So did you see that Jordan was on the...
Smash the homie.
Did you see that Jordan White was on the Red Table Talk with Jada Pickett?
I did not see that, but
okay,
I know
so
that was crazy.
She was on the Red Table Talk with Jada Pickett, and pretty much the history, because I didn't know who she was, and it goes to show you how much strength that the Kardashians have when it comes to entertainment media, because they really was spitting this like just some black girl that was just hanging with them. But apparently... Her father was the sound engineer on the entire seasons, all the seasons of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and him and Will was real tight. And so she grew up with the Smiths, and she actually met the Kardashians through the Smiths.
I think she calls Will Smith her uncle.
Her father just passed, but they all tight. So that's why, because I'm like, why would Jada care about this? Why is this girl on the show? You know, just Jada Pickett. But when they told the story, they tell you the story within 20 seconds. It was like, oh... And I ain't gonna lie, I don't know nothing about this Jordan White character, but when Jada got to speaking, my blackness came out.
Listen.
I was dead. I ain't gonna lie. I was intrigued like a mug. Like, yeah, I'm online. Like, no, I'm good. I don't know who this Jordan White girl is. She probably don't celebrate nothing black, but guess what? I'm riding today. You know what I mean?
Because Jada said ride.
Right. Because Jada said ride. It's what it is. Because one thing about Kardashians, they may do a lot of spending, but you ain't gonna attack the Smiths. Now, we ain't playing that.
Nah.
I don't know this Jordan White lady, but when it comes to the Smiths, the Carters, We that's all we got.
Baltimore.
Right.
Jada from Baltimore.
Is she from Baltimore? Now she don't need us, but
Jada
we got her.
B-more.
Right. You know what I mean? So I definitely was riding with her. But it do go to show you that the way they spin things, and when it come to, you know, this Tristan Thomas, man, he just don't give a damn. To me, if you pass the height of 5'10", if you cheating the public, that's not cheating. You don't give a damn. You know what I mean? You 6'6", you don't care no more.
He ain't see. He's 6 foot. He almost 7 foot tall.
You don't give a damn.
Yeah, he's like 6'11".
Everybody can see you, bro, and you don't care.
Everybody can see you.
Yeah, and you invite the girl to your house, and you know this girl, know your girl, you know your situation. He don't care. But the memes were fire as far as people were talking about Tristan wanting to leave and Chloe not. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, we can work it out. Those memes was fire.
Yeah, I saw those, too. I did get a whiff of those.
So, I mean, listen, man, the Kardashians, they are who they are. I don't want to say ignore them, but this was the one time I can see the irritation. And I had a friend of mine who was really breaking down to me because she's into the whole Kardashian thing, and she's like, they do this, and she would tell me the backstory and all this other stuff, and Tristan left his baby mom and all. I'm just listening. I'm just on the phone just listening. I'm like, wow. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I get it. That don't mistake the fact that if Kim walked through this door right now, she
don't
can't get
bust
it. Right. Don't change
bust
that.
Tatiana.
It don't change that. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's you know, that's what it is. But, you know, it's okay, though. But we ride with Jada. You know? So, moving on. Did you happen to catch the Leaving Neverland? Did you not want to catch it? Did you know anything about it?
I wanted to catch it, didn't want to catch it, and ended up not catching it.
Okay. Did you see any parts of it?
No, I'm going to watch that over the weekend. I'll catch that on
Okay, so here's my advice to you when you watch it. Here's my advice to you when you watch it. You know,
listen to all the Michael Jackson music first, then watch it.
Yes. Prepare yourself for a sandwich. You got to do a sandwich.
Yeah. I saw the memes with the Oprah with the white face.
I ain't gonna say that.
You're gonna attack Oprah.
So what it was is it was two parts. So let me help you just real quick. It was two parts. It was part one, part two, and then Oprah interviewed them at the end in front of a live TV audience. And Oprah's perspective was that in the course of the years that she had the Oprah Winfrey Show, she did over 200 episodes on sexual abuse youth. So this is something that she really, just giving you some background, this is something that she stands for, she rides for. So she was coming from a perspective that this is bigger than Michael Jackson. That's her perspective. Now, when the two gentlemen, men tell the story, they telling the whole, they go into details, bro. I mean, they go into details. It's some stomach turning. Right or wrong, truth or fiction, lies or whatever, to hear a man tell you about how another man did X, Y, Z to him in those grave details, it was very much so dragged on. And it's very uncomfortable. And when you watch it, you do come to the conclusion, you do understand, because, you know, people like you and I, we were young, you know, but you do look back and you'd be like, probably wasn't the best rule, Mike. You know what I mean? Even if you was innocent, you kept putting yourself in these situations. It wasn't the best move. But a lot of people are screaming that it's unethical because the two men were also men that said that in the past that Michael did not touch them. And even one of them, they both said it, and then even one of them even went to the point where he took a stand when Michael got accused the second time to say Michael never touched him as an adult. When he was an adult, when he was a grown man. So his whole thing, people were saying when it come to him, is that he was wanting money from the Jackson family. And then when they cut him off, because he wanted to go on tour and do a Michael Jackson impersonation, because he went on to have a career as a choreographer. That's how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
the dude does dance routine. Okay, excuse me. And he was doing things for like Britney Spears, Backstreet Boys, and all of them. But I guess his money was drying up. And so apparently what is being said is that once his money dried up, he wanted to keep going on when it come to Mike. And the family, Jackson family, was like, nah. And so he started, you know, doing this. But he's claiming that it's not, his memory is not, it wasn't that he had suppressed memory, that they were just defending the mic. But,
yeah,
I look at, and there were people who could not wait to make this comparison with R. Kelly. I think the R. Kelly and the Michael Jackson situation are two different things. I think the R. Kelly situation has been going on for years. We knew about it. Now, I'm speaking on personal and being objective. Personally, I knew of stories of R. Kelly because my god sister went to school with Aaliyah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'm gonna leave it at that, right? When it also comes to R. Kelly wouldn't let us separate the music from the man, right? R. Kelly was taking the situation and putting it in his music.
Right.
I'm not guilty, I'm the Pied Piper, you know what I mean? You remind me of Vegeta. Like, he wasn't allowing us to separate the man from the music, guilty or not. He was infusing it in it. I mean, he wearing the black mask, the long ranger hat, you know what I mean? Looking like a porno dude running around in his own videos. Okay, we ain't put no gun to his head. This is him. Then when you talk about Michael Jackson, I just feel like it's a little bit different because Michael was writing checks for a lot of people. And once people saw that Michael was writing checks and selling in court, he was writing checks because the first case, they settled out of court. And you know me, man, you, if somebody touch our youth, you can't give me no money, no millions of dollars. So, of course, that case was easy to dismiss and be like Tommy, bitch is lying. But the second one, they really wanted Mike to go to jail. And see, I didn't realize all that when I was younger. And I'm older, I'm like, But it's a lot of people who are changing their testimony and all this other stuff. You got people who are grown that was like, man, I was around Mike when I was a kid. Mike ain't never touched me. You got that one actor name, I think it's like Corey Feldman. He was like, I've been telling people about white people, white older men touching young boys in Hollywood for years. And they kept trying to get me to say that it was Michael. He was like, it was never Michael. Michael never touched me. But I've been telling them about this person, this producer, this director, but no one wanted to hear me. I was like, well, that's heavy. So Mike's stuff to me is a lot more stickier. If you follow what I'm saying?
Sketchy.
Right. So I'm like this. If you feel like Mike touched the kids, like I'm not going to argue you down about it because I can't defend those things. I haven't come to grips with it.
I don't think he did it. I hope he didn't do it.
I don't think he did it, but I do. Well, I don't know, man. We'll be 100. I don't know. Here's what I say. He definitely didn't make it easy to defend him. So I can't defend that behavior of you admitting yourself that you laid in the bed and played video games and ate popcorn with kids. But I do understand that Michael was kind of like reverse aging. Mm. Like when he was younger, he was like real mature for his age. And as he got older, he got younger. Does that make sense?
He was an adult as a kid.
Yeah, Michael Eric Dyson said that.
He was the money maker.
Yeah.
He was the breadwinner for his house at age 8.
And then he started being the breadwinner for like everybody in the world damn near. You know what I mean? So... You know, when it comes to something like that, I don't know, man, but there's already certain radio stations that are canceling his music.
Of course. Jumping the wave.
The Simpsons announced that the episode that he did the voice on, they're no longer going to air that episode. Mm. And then my thing is, why does it have to take a documentary for this? If you were going to do it, you should just did it when he first got charged. Because that Simpsons episode been around since like 88. It was like the third season of The Simpsons.
Because they weren't offended at what he did. They were offended that you were offended at what you saw.
I didn't think about that. Well, you got people like T.I. who is upset about it because, you know, he said something, and I'm paraphrasing, like, you know, dead man can't defend himself. Why y'all going out, you know, tearing out the legacies? Do you think there's some truth about them tearing out our legacies? And not going at theirs, because you do have Elvis, who met his wife at age 14, put her in ballet school till she was like 16, and then married her, I think, when she got like legally close or announced it, something like that.
They was married when she was 16.
Huh?
They was married when she was 16.
And then there's some questionable things people have stated about Hugh Hefner, because I'm hard pressed to believe that every woman he slept with was 18 on the dot.
Yeah, you about to say surviving Elvis Presley Boulevard.
Right. And there's that old singer, Jerry Lee Lewis, who ran off and married his cousin who was underage, 14 years old, when he was in his late 20s. Mm. So, I mean, they have countless, but it doesn't, I guess, seems to be taking effect with them, and it seems like it seems to be us. But how do you defend that when wrong is wrong?
Escaping Charlie Sheen is running around injecting people with AIDS for years, knowing it.
Not winning, no. Right. So do you think there's some truth to that?
And they still play Two and a Half Men.
I'm saying, do you think there's something to that?
Of course. Bill was the first.
You think there was an agenda towards Bill or caught up? I guess that's my question. Is it really an agenda towards the black man, or is it you just got caught up?
There's definitely an agenda.
So I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's an agenda, but I think it's still racism on the fact that when you black, of course you're going first. I don't think this means agenda. I just think that the black thief is going to get caught quicker than the white thief.
True, but I think it's an agenda.
Okay. And you just going by, what made you think it's agenda? Was it Bill? Was it Mike? Or it was just...
Bill and Mike. I mean, R. Kelly, I mean, yeah. It was about time for them to get him. It was about time for him to go down. I mean, come on now. You've been guilty for 20 years and you just ain't care. You just ain't care that everybody knew. And it wasn't nothing that nobody didn't know. And you just ain't care. It's about time you go to jail.
No, it was about time.
It's time for you. It's time for you to go to jail. Your checks have gotten thing. You can't pay everybody off, and you ain't making the right people money no more. That can get you off the hook. Those golf course conversations that got you off back in the day, those golf course conversations ain't happening about you. Remember, you know this guy. Remember that favor you owe me, Charles. Yeah, there's a guy named Robert. I need you to make sure he beats this case for me.
He's making
us a lot of money.
Right.
That's not happening right now. You're not making that guy any money no more. So,
well, speaking of which, the R. Kelly and Gayle King interview, you know, happened this week, part one and part two.
Yeah, I just saw some highlights on Instagram.
And listen,
I didn't see the whole thing.
Big ups to Gayle King, Oprah Winfrey, showing you veteran media how veteran media personalities getting in, because they had all this week, and they covered it. They covered the two hottest topics this week was R. Kelly and Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. So, whatever regards how you feel about them, they held that down as far as being seasoned veteran, and they were black women, and they ended the note with Women International Month, like, you know what I'm saying, Women International Day, mm-hmm. like, you know, shout out to them. But your boy R. Kelly, I don't know who is advising R. Kelly. I don't know who told that man to get in front of the camera and have this conversation and act like this. So we're going to play this little snippet, because I don't know if you got a chance to see it, but this is a part right here where he was talking about, I guess, when she was asking him about, is he holding women hostage?
All I've been through in my way, way past, to hold somebody, let alone 4, 5, 6, 50, you said, how stupid would I be to do that?
I didn't say
that's stupid, guys.
It's my favorite part.
That's stupid. Use your common sense. Forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through, oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement, and don't let them eat and don't let them out unless they need some shoes down the street. From their uncle.
Now, what did that part come from? Did he snitch on himself?
Yeah, I didn't get that part.
Maybe
it was something. One of the girls got shoes from their uncle down the street or something, and surviving R. Kelly, and I just missed that because I didn't see that part.
Are you snitching on yourself when you do that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What is he talking about, bro?
I have no clue. But yeah, you cut it off right before he was like, "You're fighting for my fucking life."
Here we go.
Y'all quit playing. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I can't help 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man. This is not about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids, and I can't do it.
Bruh. Bruh, let me tell you something. R. Kelly deserves to go to jail, but I'm sorry if I'm going to go to hell for saying this, but that shit was funny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I lost all concentration. I'm all watching, all intense. First of all, when he was doing the use your common sense, I'm going like, and what was the other one? Further along,
well,
he was like,
right for my motherfucking life here.
No. The other one, he's talking about hog,
my kids.
And hog tie. I'm not a hog tie nobody. Yo, I'm sorry. That was great content. I'm sorry. I was down one day. I'm going to be watching that. What in the hell? Who is advising this man to
this
get in an interview
about
with that?
Music?
I'm trying to have this shit with my kids. Wait, technically he's in jail now, but it's not for that.
Yeah, he's child support.
Right.
They
apparently,
get him for something.
He owes $161,000 in child support, and he's claiming that he only has $350,000 in the bank. And the first time that he went to the bank alone was 3 weeks ago, prior to that interview, because he just been writing checks, I guess, for people. And he's also claiming that the father wanted him to sleep with one of the girls, and allegedly was trying to, I guess, he was admitting to human trafficking, and the girl said it herself, her and the other girl, they're claiming, they're 22 and 23 now, they're claiming that they haven't been held against their will.
Yeah,
but
Eziel, because actually one of them is actually from Baltimore.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, Eziel, the dark-skinned one.
Did you know her? No. Or you just heard from around the way?
No, I don't know her.
Well, no. I mean, like, probably like a niece who know her. I ain't talking about you know her like
nah,
that.
Nah, I don't know her. But she's definitely from Baltimore. Her parents, they're from there. They met her at an R. Kelly concert. But the other one, I don't know where she's from. But the light-skinned one, forgot her name. But, yeah, they're fighting for him. They're waving the flag for him right now.
Do you think that a situation like that was either going to help R. Kelly, like he was going to bring some sympathy towards, like, a potential juror that was going to help him?
Yeah,
or
it brings a balance to Whereas though, if you wanted to just already just convict them and sentence them to death, I mean, you had to at least think for a minute, like, I don't know. Maybe this is a little bit, I don't know. It just makes you think. It brings a little bit of balance to it.
So you think that's probably what the publicists are going for? Or the management team was going for?
Yeah, making people think. We need somebody to vouch for him. We need the girls. Who better than the speaker to say what he's doing and not doing is the actual girls who's actually in it.
Because there's no way that you're going to interview R. Kelly because you really want to hear his side, because you'd had your mind made up. At this point, your mind has to be made up.
Yeah.
Because if you go on this long and you don't believe it, then you don't believe it.
Yeah,
and if you go on this long,
you
believe
want R. Kelly to condemn himself. You want to catch him slipping at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
You trying to catch him slipping.
My question is, how in the hell does R. Kelly have $350,000 in the bank and he wrote all those hit records? I mean, he wrote records. He ain't just sing songs that was written by other people. Aren't there supposed to be some residuals or some royalty checks like that? Like, how many checks? If you're claiming you got a big heart, which he said he was guilty of, my question is, what you writing off checks for if you're innocent?
He's writing million-dollar checks.
What you writing off checks for if you're innocent? It's my question. Innocent people ain't writing no checks. Hell, I've been guilty, ain't one writing no checks. That's my parking tickets. There's been tickets, speeding tickets that I know I was guilty of. I still fight them.
Yeah, damn right. See if I can get a loophole and get out of there. Hopefully the police don't show up in court.
I know damn well I ran that red light, but as soon as I run it, I'm like, well, I'm about to fight this one. So what are you writing your money off for if you're innocent? Is my question. But I don't know, man. To me, it looked like the situation was humanizing him. There's going to be some people who are going to look at that. There's going to be some memes that I know I saw on my timeline, even on the way here, of people putting up all the white artists that you and I was just talking about, or the white millionaires and white men that you and I was just talking about, that are saying you should go at these gentlemen first. So there are people who are going to ride with him, and this situation is only going to make him more human, because he mentioned key things, like he's mentioning his kids. You know, what person, what father is somebody's not going to feel that? You mentioned your kids, although you're being accused of abusing someone else's kids, but you're mentioning your kids, so you won't appear to be a monster. And when he was claiming that in the interview that he watched the documentary and he was like, well, they were describing Satan. I'm not Satan. Yo, there were so many catchphrases in that interview, though, you can watch and use as a meme and use as a line on the stand-up comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't make no sense.
There's definitely a lot of material for comedy. Sketch comedy shows are going to be going crazy over that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But at this point, interviewing Kells, I mean, why? Is my question.
Catch him slipping.
Yeah, but shout out to Gail King, though, because she definitely was remaining calm, because I ain't never seen no black man yelling no black woman face like that, and she don't budge.
He was, well, from what I saw, he wasn't yelling at her.
He wasn't.
Was yelling.
At the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, man, she handled it with style and grace, because, again, she's a seasoned vet. She's a seasoned vet, you know what I mean? So shout out to her. It's not weakness on her part, by no means. I'm just saying he lucky. Because what if she would have had an off day that day? And be like, nigga, who is you yelling at? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Took the wig off.
What if she'd have, what if she'd have fixed her wig?
Took the wig off, right. Popped the nails off.
Right. And he talking to her about the downfall of celebrity. Her best friend is Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she know a little bit about celebrity, bro. And she's a celebrity herself. You know what I'm saying? So the whole situation was just like, you know, screwed up. But, yo, he's in jail for child support. I think he's really going to go to jail this time, because I guess apparently on the tape he's actually verbally saying that the girl is 14. Mm. Like, I guess it was saying allegedly that one of the statements was the girl is saying, quote, do you like this 14-year-old? And he's like, yeah, I like this 14-year-old. Boom, boom. You know what I'm saying? He's stating that. He's acknowledging she's 14 in the tape.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, too. And it's a VHS tape, too, so it's old. So that means old girl got to be about 49.
Well, no, I think the new one isn't. The old one was a VHS.
No, the new one that they found is an old VHS.
Oh, it is a VHS.
Yeah, so I'm trying to say it was an old VHS that he was keeping, which I don't know why. Because where can you buy a VCR at now? But apparently he has it.
Mm.
And, yeah, that's the deal. So whatever he running with, that's what he going to go for.
Yeah, but they say this tape is clear.
Yeah, real clear. Real clear. And if you acknowledging that the girl is 14 on it, I don't know. And someone who works in law can correct me. But I don't know if they need the woman to go on the stand and say that's her or not, like the way they did before, which was the big issue, because the woman who allegedly was Sparkle's niece
said
it wasn't her. But if you got a woman who's on tape saying I'm 14, you may not need her present right now.
I'm sure they still do.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. I'm not a lawyer. Maybe. And if R. Kelly, if he only got $350,000 in the bank, I guess apparently he can't write her no check. But maybe he got that money like in some foreign money or something like that. Maybe that's what he's really talking about. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. Because R. Kelly can go to a show right now and still get paid $350,000 to perform. Still, even
right
now. Bro, you saw the women that was at that show that was like, rescue me. Rescue me. Capture me. There are people who still pay to see Kells, dog. He was on tour when his S was going on. You saw him out of the country. You want to come back to me? To America. Do you have your shots? You ain't see that video? He was like, do you have your shots? Do you want to come back to me? To America. Like, bro, he was still touring. He can get some money, bro.
Sure.
More, he can get that $350,000 back. You know what I mean? But also, before we ended on that, his former lawyer in that case that he was found not guilty of stated recently that he knew R. Kelly there was guilty as hell. And said he even had Kelly go take some shots, some STD shots or whatever, so that he won't test or whatever and all that. But he's 72 years old right now. He's claiming he knew R. Kelly was guilty as hell then. I'm like, bro, this is just wrong. All of this is wrong. This whole situation is wrong. But yet, Jesse Smollett is what brought Chicago down. None of that, right?
Crazy.
Right. So, yeah. Well, I hope R. Kelly goes to jail. And I hope he's in jail getting a lot of love when he's in there. And I hope when he shows up, they start playing the song, Seems Like You're Ready.
Could have
sworn you. Yeah. Yeah. What's another song they gonna love in jail?
Honey Love.
Honey Love. Ignition.
Ignition.
Yeah. 12 Play.
Sex Me.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one. Hold on. One more. What's what? Chapter and Closet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, Chapman in the Closet. Nah, we gotta get one more. Oh, Body's Calling. Can't forget that. Yeah. Can you imagine as soon as Kel walked in, they're gonna be like, and all them big 8-pack looking dudes is gonna be looking at him like, yeah. They've been waiting on Kelly for a minute. Some of them lifers.
They hear about R. Kelly practicing for the talent show, prison talent show.
Right.
You won the prison talent show 4 years in a row, and now you hear R. Kelly's coming.
You mad as hell. Can you imagine those dudes that were in jail back in 08 that thought Kelly was going to come to jail then, and they couldn't wait, and they still in there now? And they now, they like, yeah, he definitely coming now.
He on now.
So they coming. They coming for Kelly. So, look, I just hope he hurry up and get to jail, bro. You know what I mean? Hurry up and get to jail. So, you know, whatever. But shout out to Gayle King, showing she's still the queen. While we was gone, some music had popped off. That's, I don't want to say it's old now, but it's popped up. But I just want to get your thoughts on it. You get a chance to really sit with that Offset Father of Four?
Yeah, I listened to the whole record, the Father of Four, the Offset. It's actually a good record. Also, DaBaby, Baby on Baby, next one.
He's rocking with
next
that?
One. Yeah, of course, Baby. DaBaby, he's, man, he got Charlotte buzzing right now.
I gotta check him out, man. I'm not familiar with his music. I know who he is, but I gotta listen to it.
Yeah, his record, Baby on Baby.
What's his hottest record, you say?
I mean, well, he got the record 21.
Okay.
That's his number one record that's still going. It's not on a new album, but I mean, the new album, he got Walker, Texas Ranger, he Suge, he got Taking It Out. He got a lot of records on that new on Baby on Baby.
I was shocked by Father of Four. I didn't think Father of Four was gonna sound that mature.
Well, he said he wasn't doing swag rap on it.
I mean, listen, when I heard it, I was shocked. I heard the first song. I'm like, oh, this is heavy. I didn't expect for the whole album to be that vibe. I didn't. And I was really impressed by Offset because he has definitely morphed into just someone who is just da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da to really, really making some introspective music that I wasn't expecting from him. So I'm impressed because anytime you can shock me and the music still sounds good, I'm impressed, but it's definitely a mellow album. I was not expecting that album to be that mellow. Solange album drop, I think it's a dope album. I don't think off the top she got songs that were culturally impactful like that first album, I mean, or that last album. Like, you know, Don't Touch My Hair and Cranes in the Sky. Those songs are like definitely for the culture, you know, FUBU for us, by us. But the whole album is definitely a vibe. And I don't know if you got a chance to check it out.
No, I didn't listen to that one yet.
Yeah, but it's definitely the vibe, though. Definitely the vibe. It feels like a summer. It feels like it came out, though. I ain't going to lie. I feel like it came out a month too early. Like, I feel like I should be bumping that album in the spring. Like, I don't want to play Solange and it's still snowing outside, though.
Yeah, but SZA's back in the studio.
Yes, and I'm hoping that because, you know, when I find her, I definitely want to propose. But I definitely, in the meanwhile, would just take her music because I'm a huge SZA fan. So I'm definitely hyped about that. And 2 Chainz dropped Rapper Go to the League. And I'm thinking that album is probably 2 Chainz' best work. Like,
really?
Hands down. Yeah, hands down. It's his best work, bro.
Really?
I mean, it's his best work. He's being really honest, being real vulnerable. You know, we talked about what we said with Offset. I never thought I'd see that in 2 Chainz. as far as being introspective and being at a place where he can talk about himself and be a little bit more revealing. Because 2 Chainz.
Did you set the bar low?
No, I've always just rocked with 2 Chainz music just to listen to it, but I never listened to it to get something out of it. But he's actually talking about when he went to college. You know, 2 Chainz don't really mention the fact that he actually went in college and all that. He mentioned it a couple times here and there, but he actually got songs talking about that. He actually got songs where he's talking about how he sold drugs to his parents. Mm. You know what I mean? To his mom, whatever, man. That's heavy. You know what I mean? Wasn't really expecting that. Not from 2 Chainz. I wasn't really expecting that. So Rap or Go to the League is a real dope album, man. I don't know what work that LeBron really did with it, because LeBron James A&R'd it. I don't really know what LeBron...
Picked the records. He picked all the records for the album.
Yeah, I'm hard-pressed to really believe that LeBron went in there and told 2 Chainz, don't put this record on your album, and 2 Chainz, listen. I'm hard-pressed to believe that. And LeBron did have that time. That shows you what he was doing for them 16 weeks he was out for the Lakers when they were claiming he had a groin injury. That showed you what he was really doing. He was A&R.
It was 16 weeks. It was 16 games.
16 games. 16 games.
Yeah, but Gunna, he released Drip or Drown 2 as well, which is a
I'm definitely feeling that album.
Decent for him, yeah.
No, I'm definitely feeling that album. I mess with Gunna. Yeah. I like Gunna. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling
that. Speed it up.
Yeah. Yo, man, hey, listen, some of the melody mumble, man, I'm rocking with. You know what I mean? I think Gunna makes good melody mumble.
Good melody.
Melody mumble music, bro. Melody mumble music.
Yeah, and they say Lil Baby has another album on the way real soon, too. He said he had another album. And he's about to release another song in like another week or two.
Lil Baby's like that little homie. You have to keep him working to keep him out of trouble, I can see. Because he's still so young, you don't want him to fall back to the street. So I really like what the plan that Quality Control has for him. Because they keeping him working and they keep him hot. And shout out to Quality Control because they made the Source Power 50. It's like number one there on the cover.
I mean, of course. Who else would be there?
Who else would be there? I mean, so shout out. You got to give them their props on this dude. Coach Q. And
it's Coach K.
It's Coach K?
Yeah, it's Coach
K. And Coach K and Q.
Yes.
But there is a Coach K, though. He used to manage. I'm tripping. There is a Coach Q. I'm tripping.
Yes, you are.
I've been gone. Shout out to that. You know what I mean? What's been popping in sports, man? Have you got a chance to check out LeBron James, the Shop Show?
No, I've been wanting to catch those, and I haven't had a chance to actually view one.
The second season started last week. And the quote that's on there that's really, really hilarious is he has Jamie Foxx on there. He has 2 Chainz on there, Anthony Davis. He has Antonio Brown on there. And first of all, Jamie Foxx was saying that, you know, he don't have nothing. Something like he don't have nothing to do with Coke. He don't like Coke or whatever. No, he said he think Coke is cool. He doesn't like the way it smells. But Antonio Brown was on there with the Hulk Hogan mustache.
Yeah.
Pretty much talking about Ben Roethlisberger, you know what I mean, saying – this and him in public and where he at. I think that episode with Antonio Brown sitting with all those NBA players, one thing about the NBA and NFL players, they've always been jealous of how much control the NBA has.
Correct.
And I think Antonio Brown
is trying to get that.
I think he's trying to get that, but it don't work that way in the NFL.
No, that's a slave ship.
They don't have that. I'm sorry, your union sucks in comparison to the NBA union.
Yeah, it's a slave ship.
Yeah. So I definitely think there was something to it. I think the shop is okay, man. But I think sometimes we be giving praise to people, man, who just give us a little bit. Like, I think LeBron speaks well, and I think he, you know, speaks on good stuff. But people be praising him online, man. Like, just because you speak more than Jordan didn't speak about nothing, it doesn't mean you just deep person. Like they do a lot of deep, not so deep quotes on that show.
Well, it's not. I'll say this. I'm a Jordan over LeBron basketball player guy, but I'm definitely a LeBron over Jordan human being guy, as a man guy. No, I think LeBron has done mountains of more work in for social injustice and just minorities and just giving back than Jordan has ever even thought about or attempted
to think
about.
But Jordan has given back, and he does have records of him giving to charities. Jordan just didn't speak on it. And listen, Listen, no, and that's never been proven. And we have to stop spreading that because that's never been proven. But he has had charitable work that he's given to organizations and things of that nature. Look, nobody was a bigger hater of Jordan than me. I hate defending him in this moment. But my point is that just because he didn't speak on it doesn't mean that somebody didn't care. I just think that's just how they move where he wasn't that vocal. And I also think that just because somebody speaks on it don't mean that they're that knowledgeable or in-depth in it. But
LeBron got a school.
No, that's what I'm saying. I do tip my hat off to LeBron and things that he do. I'm just talking about as far as the show, the shop. Like, sometimes your actions are bigger than your words. I think that his actions and what he do are dope. but as far as building the school. But in all actuality, when they came out there on that stage, him, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony, Dwyane Wade, and they made their little speech during the award ceremony, but what did they do like afterwards, though? Because my thing is, I was never mad at Jordan for being who he was, because my thing is, if you tell me you're a role model, then I'm expecting you to do role model is stuff. So when Charles Barkley told me he wasn't a role model, I wasn't expecting Charles Barkley to do anything for me. But when Magic Johnson caught AIDS, I was hurt because Magic Johnson told me he was my role model. So my thing is, if you're going to take that stand.
He just like having big fun.
He did. Clean. That's well, a, not so clean fun.
He didn't drink. He didn't smoke.
He did. He had his vice. Yeah, I guess that's true. He wasn't a liar. He told you he wasn't drinking and smoking. He told the truth about that. Yeah,
he just had big fun.
He just had a lot of big fun.
He liked women.
A lot of big fun. You know what meme is unfairly hilarious? It's a meme of Magic Johnson in the 80s with all these white girls when it's like 12 of them and he's on the beach and he's posing with them. Mm-hmm. And the meme says it had to be that day. Yo, that's so effed up, yo. I felt so wrong for laughing at that, dog. I felt so wrong. But my point is, I like LeBron. There's a lot of things.
It all went downhill.
Right. I'm just talking about the shop itself. It has a lot of like quick edits because you can tell that they were speaking about certain things that they were knowledgeable about. They were good, but there were other things that they were just speaking on. You can tell that they were kind of just empty on. And LeBron has his man Maverick there, who's been there since the beginning. But they put Maverick in the forefront with all these other guys. Like, you're supposed to know who Maverick is. Like, can they just put under their businessman? And I'm going to need y'all, since this is y'all's show, I'm going to need you guys to actually say who Maverick is a little bit more to audience of people who don't know who he is, instead of just sitting here with Antonio Brown, Jamie Foxx, all these other guys who we know, and these guys have done phenomenal things. And it's like, Maverick Carter. And I'm like, okay, is he the host? Like, tell me who he is more in that. So I just think it's little points like that they just do wrong editing. Now, I'm not saying Maverick can't be there talking with his man, but you putting him in there with greats like that, we need to know why he's at the table.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Like, why is he at the table? So, you know, it's an okay show. It's an okay show, man. You get a chance, you should check it out. You okay with your Redskins getting that 6th-round pick?
Who's Redskins?
Your Redskins. Ain't you a Redskins fan?
No.
Or they're your division. Are you okay with that? You scared of their new quarterback?
Yeah, they can have Case Keenum and that 6th-round pick. That's fine, but that's great for them. That's great for them. They're not my team.
You think your Eagles going to make any moves?
Yeah, we about to get Le'Veon Bell.
You think that's real?
Le'Veon's coming. Like, Le'Veon been tweeting and Snapchatting all this type of stuff about Philly, man. He's coming to Philly.
Hey, man, I don't know, quickly, man, too. Because, you know, they thought Antonio Brown was going to go to Buffalo until they woke up this morning. So I don't know, bro. But you want that? Y'all want Bell?
Yeah, we will take Bell. We're going to take Le'Veon Bell.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. We're going back to the Super Bowl this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Not, hey, y'all. Ain't like Death Row. Over there in Detroit, Death Row.
Hey, man, mind your business. Right, leave us alone.
Death Row Records.
Hey, listen.
Can't get out of there.
When you join the Lions, you join the Lions for real, okay?
Yeah.
We for real over here.
Yeah, for real about losing and not letting go.
Hey, you don't want somebody all in your videos? Hey, we going to pay you, though. You going to get paid. You ain't never heard anybody complain about the money when they go to the Lions. We going
to
pay
Because y'all have to pay loser's tax.
Hey, man, whatever, dog.
Call the loser's tax. If I know I ain't gonna win, you're gonna have to pay me.
Hey, listen, man, the Lions gonna make me watch football again this year because this is gonna be their year.
Oh, really?
This is gonna be the year. You
How many years been their year?
No matter about that. We talking about the past. We talking about right now. We talking about the past. You know what I mean? We talking about right now. What's gonna be moving forward? That's what we talking about.
Okay, y'all keep holding on to Stafford.
It's gonna be the Lions year. Hey, listen, it's gonna be the Lions year. All right, they're gonna make me watch football again. I'm quoting you right there.
You better go to the zoo if you want to see a good lion.
I never know if I asked you this real quick. Did you feel like, just before we move on, did you feel like Cap was wrong for taking the money, or you feel some type of way about it? Because there were people calling him sellout and all that stuff.
Taking the money?
Do you think that people just didn't understand what the situation was?
Who ain't gonna take $100 million cash? We ain't talking about no NFL contract.
If that's what he got, yeah.
We talking about $100 million check.
I think part of the issue was Cap didn't speak a lot, right? He didn't speak at all. And because he didn't speak at all, other people took their form of what the protest was and their own meaning. And when he didn't do a lined up with what they thought the protest was about, then they felt a certain type of way without really asking themselves, what did he really tell? He didn't tell y'all to protest. He didn't tell y'all to do nothing. Because I had people in my chat like, I mean, he going to take the money, F him. It's supposed to be about this. I'm like, but when did he tell you that? He didn't tell you none of that. If you think about it, if he's suing his old company or his job for firing him wrong, That's his right. Mm-hmm. And if he's taking the payout for that, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
So, you know, the protest was something y'all ran with, to be honest. And everybody wasn't on the same page. Like we've been saying on this show, wasn't on the same page with the protest. It wasn't. Because then when you had Donald Trump bringing in his supporters talking about something, they're not going to watch NFL too. So now you're lined up with them. Mm. And both of y'all are not watching NFL for two different reasons. Because everybody couldn't get on the page and say, okay, what we not watching NFL for and what do we, how long we're not going to watch it. One thing I give T.I. credit for, when he said what we're going to do with Gucci, he had a plan laid out. We're going to not watch, we're going to not buy or wear Gucci for 3 months. We're going boom, boom. So regardless if you like it or not, there was a plan. There was an objective. We're not going to do this until Gucci do X, Y, Z. There was no plan when it came to the NFL protest. Hence why it's just all over the place. So if Cap out of that can get 100 mil, whatever they mentioned that he got, because they, I guess apparently he can't discuss it. If he got, like you said,
it's
100
mil. It's a non-disclosure agreement.
Bro.
Because they had the NFL tied up so deep that if those details got out, you might not watch the NFL for real.
Hey, then so be it. So be it for him. You know what I mean? So be it for Cap. Now, here's my thing. Do an NFL team get him now, though? Now that all that is done.
Well, he's supposed to. I think he is getting in the league this year because after that. I think there may be a part of the agreement. So I think he'll be with the Carolina Panthers or something like that.
Okay. I mean, he's already – listen, and don't be asking him to take a knee because he been said before the lawsuit that he felt like the knee situation made a point. Mm-hmm. So he already said he'll stand. Mm-hmm. He been said that. He been said that he'll stand again.
He never said he would not take a knee.
He never said he would not take a knee, too. He just said he felt like he made his point. Mm-hmm. And the taking a knee thing was because, remember, first he was sitting on the bench. Mm-hmm. And then someone said you should do a more respectful manner, then he took a knee.
So that's out of respect for the military.
We're missing these small details, you understand? And mm-hmm. we're running around with our own narrative instead of paying attention to facts. Facts are still important, people. So before you get so riled up in your feelings, pay attention to the facts. That's all. Then make your decision. But don't skip and change your own narrative for your own selfish ambition. Like, come on. Like, get that together. A couple things before we get up out of here. Redman and Method Man have just been announced that they're going to be in a new Jay and Silent Bob reboot. Director Kevin Smith, who directed Jay and Silent Bob Strikes Back and the movie Clerks. And, you know, he's a big-time comic book geek. He already made the announcement on Twitter. You familiar with Jay and Silent Bob? You know what that's about? The white guy, the two white guys that sit outside the store smoking the cigarettes? They like a comedy duo. They always be in these movies. I don't know if you ever heard of Clerks, Dogma. They were in that. They're like a duo, and they appear in all Kevin Smith's movies. And Redman and Method Man are going to be in a reboot edition of that. Because I'm thinking it's a counter to, you know, that they're going to make the new How High 2, and Redman and Method Man are not going to be in that. So I feel like this is going to be like an unofficial sequel to kind of How High somehow. Hopefully.
Yeah, well, I've never seen those movies, but.
Jay and Silent Bob, if I show you the picture of me, I'm pretty sure it's one of them situations where you probably didn't go to the movie and see it yourself, but I'm pretty sure if I show you a picture of it, it'll look familiar to you. Like, here it is right here, these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to be in a reboot of that. So shout out to Red and Meth because I like Red and Meth. They don't really hate on the young. They still do their thing, and you know what I'm saying? They're still
funny as hell.
And they still funny as hell. And honestly, they still need to keep getting work because they're a dope duo. You know what I mean? And sometimes they don't get credit for how much of a dope duo that they are because they wasn't a original duo. They were pieced together, and they've been rocking together ever since. Hell, they've been rocking together closer than OutKast, who grew up together.
Because we really?
Still, yeah, we don't know who Andre is. I remember Andre just been chilling. When last time you seen Andre and Big Boy on stage together? It's been a long-ass time.
Wasn't at the Super Bowl.
Definitely wasn't at the Super Bowl. another shout out. This past week was also the anniversary of the movie New Jack City. Came out in 1991. Birth of Nino Brown. You know, people don't never get at the fact that Nino Brown, who's
Nino,
been...
Nino, your soul is required in hell.
Who's been an icon in the culture. But niggas don't never trip about the fact that Nino Brown was going to snitch on everybody at the end.
He was saying, if I'm going down, I'm taking a whole bunch
this
of...
This is bigger than Nino Brown.
Brother at the bank.
Right.
I'm taking him, the light-skinned motherfucker with the freckles.
Wait,
yeah,
wait.
Yeah, he need to go.
Hold on. Nino didn't even sign a statement and get the agreement. He snitched on the dude right there in the courtroom.
He was snitching on the stand.
Who was right there. He don't even... They could have took that, yeah. And they don't even
I'm
know...
Going,
if they
I got
gonna
a
get
list of people I'm taking down with me.
I always wonder if
get
you...
Get your pens out.
I always wonder if you, that guy, why did you show up in the courtroom? I never understood why was he there. Was you trying to make sure Nino went down? Were you still mad that Nino stabbed your hand? This man that stabbed your hand, you in the courtroom, what you doing, supporting him? What you doing? Why weren't you the guy that shot him instead of the old man?
Yeah.
It's also the anniversary of the Notorious B.I.G., March 9th, will be this week. Well, by the time you hear this, March 9th will already pass, and it's going to be the anniversary of Big, who passed away in 1997, getting shot in California. I still remember that as a kid, how heartbroken I was, because I was like, damn, it was only 6 months after Pac, and I was like, yo, what the hell are we going to do now? I remember I didn't even want to listen to hip-hop for a second. I thought we were gone. I thought hip-hop was dead.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because when Big died, it further let me know that Pac was dead, if that makes sense. Because I was like, yo, they're both gone. Because I was one of those few people that loved them both in the middle of that whole whose side you was choosing. I loved them both equally. And so when Pac died, I went straight to Big. Like, all right, Big, you're going to lead this culture. And then with Big died, I'm like, yo, who the hell? And as a kid, man, I was devastated. So, you know, you can never get over the fact, man, those legends right there going, man, and we're still playing their music to this day. And what's so crazy is Pac had a bigger catalog, musical catalog than Big, but we're still playing both their music equally. Sure, go to show you, man, a classic is a classic, no matter how many records you put out.
Yeah, I was a big Pac fan, but I kind of predicted it when Biggie, and we kind of all said, I believe people seen it coming sooner or later. You going to keep going to Cali. And
it wasn't no keep going. They only went once, but they stayed out there way too long.
It was out there for like
3 months. Yeah. Yeah. I remember watching the Soul Train Music Awards as a kid, and he got on stage, and the audience was booing him because they were in California. And he got on that mic, and he was like, what's up, Kelly? And then he was shot that night. So, yeah. Like you said, there was no reason they should have been out there that long. None whatsoever. You pretty much waving the middle finger. But I think they thought they were safe because, remember, Shug was in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was a sense of you feel like everything is good, but you forgot that you got people that would take arms and they don't even got to know Shug. Mm-hmm. They can just take it because they feel like it's a loyalty to somebody they don't even know. You got people just that psychotic out here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy that to this day, after all these years, Big and Pac's murders are still unsolved. It reminds me of that Chris Rock joke when he was like, you ever want to get away with a murder? All you got to do is shoot a black man and put a demo in their pocket. Because no one's going to care. Because the fact that we still don't even have no suspects. I mean, as far as in the cop system, they're making series and movies about the fact that those murders are both unsolved. If Vanilla Ice was to get shot right now, we would know who the hell did it.
And supposedly the gun that killed Pac has been found and retrieved.
I ain't never seen that.
They know everything. The guy, well, it was actually because I guess the statute of limitations already passed with Pac's murder. So it was a series that came out, and the guy actually admitted to killing him. And killing what happened.
Well, I gotta find out exactly what the details when it comes to statute of limitations, because statute of limitations I thought goes with if you've been accused already or it's been some time had. Like how can you admit to something even then?
Yeah, well, I don't know. It was some deal, but the guy admitted to doing it and what happened. It was actually, I mean, it all stemmed from the video in the lobby. The guy with Orlando, they shot him. They caught Pac going to 666. Or 662, whatever that club is, Shug had. Club at pocket banged the U-turn. He was out the window hollering at some females, and then people seen him, and then banged the U-turn, and then got pulled up on him and shot him.
Right.
That's the story.
That's sad. And what's so crazy is one of the outlaws was shot a week later, and they don't even talk about that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I forgot his name, but, you know, rest in peace to him, too. But it's crazy how it's both unsolved, man, but it both hits my heart. I was riding with my mentees the other day, and they was like, yo, Mr. Hall,
we know everything about how it went down.
And they was like, yo,
but who did it?
They was like, yo, we're going to play some old school for you. I was like, what y'all about to play? And they put on Big Papa, and they were all in the car singing it, man. They were 14, 15-year-olds. Mm. They were just rocking with it, man. I almost wanted to share a tear of pride.
Mm.
Almost.
Almost.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Before we get up out of here, shout out to all my Game of Thrones lovers, man. They put out the trailer this past week.
What's that?
Shut up, fool. Game of Thrones, the trailer was looking awesome. April 14th. I'm not going to be able to watch it until later on that night, but my phone will be off so you dudes won't spoil it for me, because I don't want to be out here cussing y'all out in the digital world, because y'all can't keep y'all mouth shut for a few hours before the rest of us get home, all right? So Game of Thrones, that trailer was looking awesome. Also, shout out to Spike Lee, because I think the show She's Gotta Have It season two is getting ready to premiere again on Netflix real, real soon. And also, by the time you hit this, the day is going to be past, but I can't let this go. I don't care if this is going to be dated or not, but I got to say happy International Women's Day to all the women that's been in my life, that's taking care of me. I mean, I got countless, especially me, let me be frank, countless black women who have looked out for me. My mother, it starts with her, my other mother, my aunt, you know, my sisters, all the black women that's given me real good looks, that's been my mentors, that's been my god sisters, that's been showing me love. Black women have definitely, I would not be here where I am. I would not be going where I'm going if it's not have been for black women. So happy International Women's Day out there to all the black women that have supported me and keep on supporting us as black men. All right? So shout out to y'all. It should be happy International Black Women's Day every freaking day as far as we're concerned, because black women rule the world. That's what it is.
It was just International Women's Day.
Yeah, that's what I said, International Women's Day.
You said International Black Women's Day.
Yeah, that's how I'm calling it. That's what I'm calling it. Yeah. Okay. I'm changing that. They change our history. I'm changing their present. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying?
I just asked. That's all it is.
You know what I'm saying? Do you deny anything I said when it comes to the black
women? I just was making sure you said what you said and you knew what you said and you knew what you were saying when you said it.
Any doubt that the black women don't do what she do?
They all right, psych. Oh, I'm just joking.
You trying to get shot.
Stab, kill, murder.
Stab.
Hit with some hot grits in my sleep.
Right. Definitely shout out to my sister. She listens to this podcast a lot. And my sister Maya, she told me to tell you, sometimes you be wrong and you make her mad. But she still listens to the show. And shout out to my niece. She's getting ready to go on her college tour.
You're just wrong. I'm always right.
Man, whatever, bro. Shout out to my...
I just don't say what you agree with.
My straight-A niece who's getting ready to go on her black college tour. You know what I mean? Big shout out to her doing her thing. I'm definitely proud of her. So we're going to get up out of here, man. What you got going on?
I'm chilling. I'm about to go home. Take me a good nap. And hopefully fast forward to Sunday so I can chill out and watch Walking Dead.
Well, I don't want to fast forward no Sunday because I just want to be relaxing for whatever hours I have in the day. As usual, make sure you check out our podcast. We are back. We are on Spotify. We are on iTunes. We are on Google Play. We are on Podomatic.
And we're soon to be on your girl.
That's all you got to do is go into the search engine and type in Hip Hop Matrix Show one word. That's Hip Hop Matrix Show one word. Make sure you're showing the support. We on YouTube also. Make sure you subscribe to us. Make sure you follow us on our Twitter at WHMS98. Follow me at JHR Radio. This gentleman right here at DJ Academics. As usual, be blessed for successful, and we'll talk to you soon. We ghosts!
It's the Hip Hop Matrix Show.